Jude's beating came at a house party hosted by off-duty Milwaukee police. Several officers were later fired and three remain in prison. Jude and his attorneys held a news conference after a deal was reached for Jude to be awarded $2 million in reserve funds from the city of Milwaukee. Jude says he's trying to live a normal life with his children and girlfriend in northeastern Wisconsin, but he says things are different.
How I feel is I'm sad and angry because I still got to deal with PTSD. I still got to take medication on and off my life. I'm not the same guy what I was before.
Jude says he supports a push by his lawyers for faster and more independent reviews of allegations involving excessive use of force by Milwaukee police. Attorney John Safran wants the Milwaukee Police Department, Fire and Police Commission, and District Attorney to make changes. Safran says he's not the only one making the request.
And the hope would be that this becomes that much more of a rallying cry so that those other individuals along with us will help promote that and hopefully make those positive changes.
The Milwaukee Police Department says it's had a culture change over the last 4 years that has led to a decrease in citizen complaints and use of force. The Fire and Police Commission says it's made significant changes in the way citizen complaints are handled and use of force incidents are investigated. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.